He threw away his artificial leg, and for the past 24 years he has moved on crutches. He moves faster than most younger men with two good legs. He lives in South Philly, where he grew up with his wife, Fran. They have five children. The oldest son was an airborne trooper in Vietnam. He is very active in the 101st Association and in getting E Company men together. Sergeant Chuck Grant, shot in the brain by the drunken GI in Austria after the war, had his life saved by a German doctor. He recovered slowly, although he had some difficulty in speaking and was partly paralyzed in his left arm. After his military discharge with full disability, he lived in San Francisco, where he ran a small cigar store. Over the years, he regularly attended E Company reunions and was active in the 101st Association. Mike Ranney nominated him to be the 506th representative on the board of the 101st Association. He was elected and served with great pride. He died in 1984. Lieutenant Fred Moose Heiliger, shot twice by his own man in Holland, was flown to a hospital in Glasgow, then shipped on the Queen Elizabeth to New York. Over the next 2.5 years, he was moved 3 more times. He underwent skin and nerve grafts before discharge in February 1947. Taking advantage of the GI Bill, he went to the University of Massachusetts, where he graduated in 1950 with a degree in ornamental horticulture. For the next 40 years, he worked for various landscape companies and on golf courses as a consultant and supplier. He has 2 sons and a daughter and continues his hobbies, arrowhead hunting, bird watching, and camping. Sergeant Leo Boyle was discharged on June 22, 1945, after 9 months in hospitals in Belgium, England, and the States. He was given a 30% disability. He got a job as a railroad brakeman, but his legs could not stand up to the strain. Then he worked in the post office sorting mail, but again his legs gave out. By that time, I was so ill and confused that I checked into a VA hospital. After several days, a team of 3 medical doctors declared that I was 50% disabled and released me with no career guidance. Boyle used his GI Bill benefits to go to the University of Oregon, where he majored in political science and earned an MA degree with honors. He went into high school teaching and eventually into working with the educationally handicapped. It was a career that was exceptionally rewarding. There is always a warm and good feeling between the handicapped and their teacher. When he retired in 1979,